You're listening to Talking Raptors on Raptors Republic. 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 Talking Little Raptors on Raptors Republic.
Welcome to episode 7, season 6 of Talking Raptors. Barry Taylor here with Nick Reynolds. What's going on, man?
What's going on, buddy?
How's the nation's capital?
It's cold as shit.
Yeah?
Yeah, it was very cold. I almost died on the Saturday show. It was freezing rain. And you know how short of a walk that is? I fell twice.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, that parking lot to cross, bit of a bitch, eh?
Yeah, just a sidewalk. It just like fresh freezing rain. It was a nightmare. And I never pack appropriate clothing.
Well,
so I was walking around Nike Cortezes on ice. So.
Fortunately, the shows were hot, though.
Shows were hot. Yeah.
Okay. That's good.
Shout out to Ottawa. You guys are maniacs.
Crazy town, Ottawa.
I had the highest bar tab in 6 months at Absolute Comedy.
Wow, really?
Put back a few Heinekens, yeah.
Good for you. Okay,
yeah,
that's something.
That's something. Yeah, feel good though. I feel good.
Yeah, no.
Had a lot of fruits and vegetables when I got back, and
you earned that shit.
Absolutely.
Broadcasting is always on Raptors Republic, RaptorsRepublic.com. Shout out to those guys.
It's time for the shout outs.
Zarrar and I played some playoff basketball last night.
There it is.
Got destroyed, but.
That's our team.
Consolation round, I believe, is next week.
We'll lose that too.
God willing.
Six from a six.
Let's start this. Drake, here's your royalty money. A lot to talk about with the global ambassador. So here, enjoy that right now.
Thing one.
You and I have both gone to a couple games since our last podcast. Actually, yeah. I got to see Golden State, and I was also at the Washington game. The week before, I guess, with friend of the podcast, James Keast. You were just at the game on Monday.
Denver.
We're getting some pretty good reconnaissance going on.
Yeah.
We're getting familiar with things. Mm-hmm. What are your thoughts? Now, you took videos, and it's on your Instagram stories.
Honestly, it was the most reaction I think an Instagram story has ever gotten from me. Ever.
Right, yeah.
People were writing back like, did you kick this guy down the stairs?
Because they came up.
They came up and blocked my... It came up so many times.
No, we're talking...
Like, I normally don't like to use my phone at Raptors games. I like to enjoy it.
Sure.
It's hard to enjoy it. You know, you're really taking me out of it when you're screaming right next to me. Make some noise. Bro, the game is happening. Like, we just had a turnover. Why are you making noise?
God damn it,
what are we
man.
Cheering for? We legit just committed a turnover.
So we're in the 300 section... Cheerleaders come up sporadically, and three times they did for you in one game?
Three times. It was actually four times, but the fourth one, they got yelled at, and it was a poor girl
really?
Who hadn't been doing it before.
Wow.
They must have been talking, because our section was getting a little bit rowdy. We're like, you gotta, guys, it's a close game. Like, can you relax here? We don't need to make noise, you know what I mean? You make noise when we're down 20, I understand.
Right.
There's nothing to cheer for. That's you come up and make people scream. Buddy.
That only happened to me once.
Like a 3-point. It happened at least three times on video. Three separate times around my Instagram story, and then it happened again. And two of them came, but then they got berated and they left.
I really like that people are yelling at them.
Yeah,
that's really good. I was under the impression because I've been to, like I said, two games, and one time in the two games, someone came up and just chucked T-shirts and then ran. Like they were scared.
They weren't scared this time. They were scared in the fourth, but they were very brave.
Even
and
the
very distracting.
The beer guys now duck aggressively where they're like trying to get out of the way.
There
of
was
everyone.
One dude with a big beard, and he was doing. We had two beer. I bought it off the nice lady because she ducked down.
Okay.
But buddy with the beard was just standing there full on holding a Heineken during plays. I'm like, okay, I love Heineken.
Statue of Liberty, that shit.
Yeah, but I'm like, you know, I love the Raptors more.
I can't believe that. I was genuinely surprised where I was like, wow, they've actually switched it up. It's different this year. They're leaving us alone.
No, this was the worst.
Hmm.
This was, I had to Instagram it. That's how bad this was. It was crazy.
That is nuts. Another thing that I kind of like that they stepped up is the in-game ops were quieter.
No, it was insanely loud.
Really?
Yeah. I went with my girlfriend. I'm like, is it crazy loud? And she's like, yeah, it is really loud.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh,
and she's on my side where she's like, you know, it's supposed to be, but it was, we couldn't talk.
It's too loud. I like that. I like to hear that.
And here's the thing, Barry, I got there 30 minutes early because, you know, I like to try, you know, get my beer, get a little snack and sit down.
Mm-hmm.
No ketchup. 30 minutes before the goddamn tip off, there was no ketchup in one of the dispensers. I was like, what are you? Scotiabank.
Really?
Yeah.
That was weird, man.
Yeah, dude. Very disappointed.
You saw the Denver game where they were not victorious. No. And what was the other game? Did they win the other game you were at?
Yeah, Philly, I think.
Okay, all right. So it's not you. That's good.
No.
No ketchup, people coming up in the stands, and the beer guy.
And in our row, just people that didn't know. You know what I mean? Why are you coming on this side? Go to the other side and go down to the bathroom.
Man,
there's way less people that way. What are you doing?
That's what I will say more than once. There would be an adult with a young, small, cute child walking mid-game. And, you know, it's cute kid. You're just like, oh, look at that. He's got a little jersey on. But third kid, I was like, you know, get these fucking people out of here. Yeah. You know, I'm trying to look at this game.
I want to watch the game, yeah.
Yeah.
Come on. Put a diaper on that kid.
Exactly. That's a better idea.
Yeah.
Change it up at the top of the 300s.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes I want to wear a diaper. You know, I had a couple beers. I don't want to leave.
Never leave. That's crazy, though, that was still happening because it did not happen in two games.
And there were different people. It wasn't the same person.
Man.
Three and then four, five. There's like five different people that came up that goddamn.
Wow. I genuinely was under the impression. First game, I was like, oh, no one came up. This is kind of weird. And then second game, only one person. I was like, man, they've changed it up. It's different, but it's not.
I just don't know how you could do it during gameplay.
That's the worst.
I get it. Timeouts. Like, it is annoying. It's part of your job. I'll sit there and let you scream in my goddamn face during a timeout.
Mm-hmm.
But during the game, literally, like, the other section, like, to the left of us, the buddy wasn't looking. We literally committed a turnover, and then it was a loud cheer.
Oh,
from
man.
One section of the arena. I'm like, this is insane.
It's so uncomfortable. It's so awkward.
And there was a drunk lady behind us. I don't know if she was drunk or if she doesn't know what's going on, but it was hilarious because every time we caught the ball, she would just yell, shoot it. from anywhere, anybody that caught it, shoot it. I was like, this is the best. See, this lady's amazing.
These are the kind of people that can lead cheers in the 300 section.
Yeah, shoot it.
So overall, I felt like after the two games so far this season that it's gotten better. I was impressed. I was like, we're becoming more of a basketball arena, but no.
No.
That's too bad.
I don't know if they thought people didn't give a damn about Denver, but Denver's a pretty good team, man.
Well, apparently. Did you think, so do you think it's gotten worse than last year?
It was worse than the last time I went, for sure. This year alone. So maybe that is ramping it up.
Maybe it's just me. They see me and they're like, look at this. Monotone burnout. This guy wants nothing to do with fucking any of us.
This guy's we don't even want to bring joy up in this section. This guy's going through some shit.
That man's sadness could be contagious.
The ball. Yeah.
Get away from that shit. You know what's interesting is they have the halftime show is the guy with the chihuahua that rides the balls.
Yeah.
Did you see him by chance?
No, he wasn't there for mine.
He was there for one of the games, but then I was watching highlights from, you know, around the league throughout the week, and he was at different games.
Yeah.
Like, the man's doing the circuit. He's traveling with the referees or some shit.
I think there's got to be, like some sort of trade show. Like, you know what I mean? Where all the teams come together.
Man, that'd be so
fun. And they get one performance, and then all the owners get shit-faced on a weekend, and they watch ladies flipping bowls on their heads. Like, yeah, we want you.
That would be so fun. The lady, Simon Says, and dogs just all fucking hanging out at a conference.
Yeah, man. Everyone's got to get the dogs.
So this guy, though, it's just him and one chihuahua.
That guy's you know how much money that guy's making?
He's making bank.
Yeah.
But he came on first by himself and did about, I don't know, 5-10 minutes of these insane balancing acts where he's like...
Oh, he balances too. That was just the dog.
Yeah, dude. Well, he's like on one arm holding his entire body like it's a one-handed handstand on a... seat thing. I don't even know. It was fucking insane.
Like stool?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. Nobody gave a shit.
No.
There wasn't a sound in the arena. All of a sudden, this little fucking chihuahua walks on and people lost their fucking minds.
100%.
Like, it didn't even do anything. It just came on. Everyone's like, yeah, let's go, chihuahua. Yeah. Like, myself included. I stood up.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And then before you know it, the chihuahua's on the, you know, he's standing on a basketball. You know, he's
You're
walking in between the legs.
Are crying, you know what I mean? It's amazing.
Yeah.
It's emotional.
It really was a commentary on the state of, well, I'd say society in general, but we're a lot more interested in dogs.
Yeah.
than this man performing like these unbelievably challenging balancing acts.
Yeah, that sucks when.
But you get a chihuahua on a basketball.
Teach the dog, you know what I mean? Someone had to teach the dog to do it.
Yeah, and all I could think the whole time was like, man, if this dog dies
in front of y'all,
I was just like, your career is over, buddy. Like, it doesn't matter how many more.
I think you just replace it with another chihuahua.
That's gonna take a while to train.
It's got a bunch. It's got to have a backup dog.
I guess you start training them now.
Well, you're like, he's probably got three or four dogs on the go. They're chihuahuas. They're not durable.
Yeah.
One fall off that stool, buddy.
Yeah.
To get the mop girl. Come just mop it up quick.
They're also easy to travel with. I'm sure you could fit seven or eight
paying for tickets for chihuahuas.
In a carry-on, for sure.
Hopping on a greyhound. Got four greyhounds under four chihuahuas under a seat on the greyhound.
I don't know. It's just interesting that the old grumpy man who hates all that shit was like, this isn't that bad anymore. And it felt like they'd stepped it up, but then now you're in my position and
I just don't like y'all yelling at me beside me.
It's incredibly unnecessary.
Yeah.
And it's embarrassing. Like
it might just be where those seats are, because they come right there, because there's a little bit of a platform, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So maybe if you're up three more rows. Oh, I had the chicken sandwich.
Chicken sandwich?
Yeah, crispy chicken sandwich.
How did that go?
I think it was called the Captain Crunch or something. I don't know what it's called. Captain something. Or Court something. Captain of the Court sandwich. Something like that. Something insane.
All right.
Very sauce reliant, Barry. I'm not going to lie to you. but not bad.
All right.
A little bit of, like, there was like coleslaw in it.
I
was like,
oh. Hey,
this is all right.
I like the sounds of that.
Yeah. I would have been happy if they didn't run out of ketchup before the goddamn game started. But, hey.
What did you want the ketchup for, by the way?
My fries.
Okay, yeah. I didn't know if you were putting it on the chicken. Just wanted to clarify.
That's insane.
Yeah, well, just making sure.
It's not mayonnaise.
So, sorry, it was
Can
sauce.
Can I get a side of mayo back there?
Sauce related in, like, barbecue sauce, you mean?
It was like a teriyaki-ish sauce.
Was it breaded?
Yeah. Hmm. Like, deep-fried breaded.
Chicken, yeah. Crispy, I mean, sorry. Right.
Yeah. And there was another one with a black bun, but I saw it after I ordered, and I was like, that's the next one.
Was this one better than the chicken wrap?
Yes. Yes, 100%.
Okay, so these things are improving then.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, my food experience was a lot better.
Can I get a thing, too?
Our global ambassador, there's lots going on with this guy right now.
Drizzy.
The one game I was at was the OVO 9.
Yep.
That was pretty sweet. The jerseys are all right.
Yeah, they looked awesome on TV, yeah. That was the only game I was able to finagle Absolute Comedy to watching in Ottawa.
And oh, yeah.
A bunch of people were like, yo, those jerseys are sick. I'm like, cool. We're out here.
I think it's just because it's so much white at first. I was like, oh, they look like pajamas, kind of, you know?
Yeah, they're just not used to it. But they got the gold on the shorts, too.
Not bad. The court is amazing.
Yeah, that court is wicked. Good job, Drake.
So that's cool.
I'm sure, that was all you.
He now has a locker, the global ambassador.
Yeah.
And it's DeRozan's old locker.
Yep. And it says The Boy on it.
And it says...
And it's right next to Kyle Lowry.
Yeah. I guess that's
why?
Not...
Why?
Yeah. Why is a great question.
Do you have
question?
Any idea why he... What, his goddamn mega mansion is not enough? You forgot to put a dressing room in there?
There's no way he asked for that. I'm sure they just did that. And he probably just didn't object.
Yeah.
Know? Like, he wouldn't have gone...
There's no way he asked. Like, yo, no. You know what would be sick, boys?
Right. No, that wouldn't have happened.
I don't understand why he has a locker. I don't get it.
No.
At all. Unless you're filling that shit with snacks for the team or something.
Ooh.
Or like little goodies, like shoes and shit.
Maybe that's the location of his next pop-up.
But it's just for players? How the hell are we going to go to his pop-up?
Are
you going to sell Kyle Lowry an $80 hoodie?
It's VIP.
With an owl
like VVIP,
it?
You know?
I saw it on DeLon sing, and he put the like laughing face, so I'm like, the young kids would get it. But I think Kawhi Leonard's going to punch him in the face one day if he ever gets in there.
See, that is the one thing. So,
Kawhi takes his headphones off, and he's listening to Pusha T, and just stares at him. Drake leaves.
So
I get it.
He's got the OVO night. He's got the locker. And so he's clearly...
I don't know why they gave him the locker, Barry. I love Drake, but that's insane to me.
I think it's just because his association with the team is never a bad thing. However, that being said...
Yeah, but how much more? Like, you're not going to play.
No, but I mean, the guy's like the biggest celebrity on the planet. It's like, let's milk this for all it's worth.
No one gets to see that shit other than the players. Like, why are we doing this? He's sitting right there. He's goddamn courtside.
Yeah. No, hey, man.
Was he going to come out on the bench? If Drake ever comes out in goddamn warm-ups and I know.
What if he was part of Kyle Lowry's intro where he's lying on the ground with the other guys? You know, and
Yeah. That I love that, by the way. That is awesome.
I like that a lot, too.
Kawhi doesn't get very low, but...
He did one game, I saw. So here's the thing. He's got the locker. He's clearly the global ambassador. There's the OVO night, everything. And then at the end of the game that I was at against Washington, he's out shaking hands with players. And you could tell, at least this is what I thought, that he was kind of waiting for Kawhi Leonard to come over to him.
For sure.
And he just did not.
You'll see him in the locker room. No problem. You don't want to do it on TV, Kawhi? All right, I'll catch you. My locker's next to yours, bro.
Dude, I like specifically watched to see what was going to happen. And Leonard just didn't go anywhere near him.
No, I saw it too.
And he just kind of stood there.
Acknowledge him, really.
No, yeah. And he just kind of stood there like he was like, he knew what he was doing, you know? He was clearly waiting for the man, but the man didn't come over. So he's like, all right, I'll leave. Yeah. I got a fucking locker.
John Wall then, I guess. Anywhere.
Yeah. So I was going to tweet something, but then I was like, no, that terrifies me. Mm-hmm. Do you think that should be a concern?
No, I don't think. I am bothered that this guy's got a goddamn
locker really bothers you. Right?
That's so stupid to me. Like, now we're crossing a line here. All right. What are you doing? What are you doing, bro?
So that's
seen your jumper, Drizzy. There's nothing you're going to be helping our guys with.
And now the other thing, too, is now if Kawhi Leonard isn't even going to shake the man's hand after games, he's not.
But I think that's just how Kawhi rolls. Like, Kawhi's not going to be. He's not about the rah-rah on TV. He's not. It's not happening.
Okay.
He's not going to give you no goddamn reason. But talk about his basketball, and even then, he doesn't want to talk about it.
But then at the end of the Golden State game, Durant gave Drake a jersey. So I didn't see this.
Yeah,
you were telling me this?
Give him the jersey. But Drake was like, I don't really want it. Like, it was like, he played it off. Like, get out of here, bro.
Okay.
They're friends.
They are.
I just don't think Kawhi and Drake are friends like how Drake wants to be friends with everybody.
Right.
Kawhi just got here. He's like, yo, bro, listen. I don't know why the hell you have a locker, but we're not off. This is not going good right now, okay?
Okay,
he doesn't want attention on him. Fucking Drake having a locker is a disaster.
That's fair. Do you think it matters if Drake and...
I hope it's some open gym shit.
Yeah, I feel like it
could. Where Drizzy's going to be like doing some stuff in open gym. You know what I mean?
Do you think it matters if he's not boys with Kawhi Leonard like he was with DeRozan or is with Kyle Lowry?
No. I mean, DeRozan's not here anymore. Like, look how that worked out. You mean boys?
Fair enough.
Like, none of that shit matters. It's just Touché. A cool like thing around the team, right? But that's what I mean. Around the team, now you're in the shit. You're part of it. Nick Nurse gonna be screaming at people. He's gonna be like smiling, like looking around, seeing how people are reacting. It's crazy.
Yo, it'd be great if that's where he like hung his jacket and stuff. Do you know?
That would be amazing. Before he's like, "All right, boys, get it," and like he just and then he goes in. Yeah, he's got champagne there. He pours himself one and then fucks off. That would be amazing.
I'd be down with that.
That I'm cool with, yeah.
Final question about this is, so Kevin Durant's trying to give him his jersey. Kawhi Leonard doesn't even want to shake his hand. Both Kevin Durant and Kawhi Leonard are free agents next year. Would you take Kevin Durant over Kawhi Leonard?
Oh, God.
I would like to say no.
That's a crazy thing to say.
But I for sure would. Not for sure, but if Kawhi's like, I don't know, and Durant's like, I'm coming, and be like,
look what our team did, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah, we got the third best player in the league, but we want the second. Screw it. Flip him for the second.
Messiah's not playing around.
Hey, man. What if we got both?
Well, I mean, now we're fucking talking. Now we're talking. As much as...
Maybe that's Drake's just warming up. He's like, KD, don't worry, bro. I'm going to hold on to this so no one, you know, you want to be right next to Lowry. I got you.
As much as Kevin Durant, the man, is just, I've lost so much respect for, he's amazing. He's goddamn amazing.
Yeah.
So.
Dude, that three he hit with Kawhi's hand, giant mitt in his face was crazy.
He is very good.
Kawhi's very good, too.
Fuck yeah. I'm happy with the way things are, but it's just, you know, food for thought or something.
I just don't know what's going on with Drake. And why you're getting in there. He's on Meek Mill's album. Shout out to Meek Mill, by the way. Meek Mill is back, and his album is awesome.
And didn't Drake's he destroy it. Meek Mill?
Yeah.
And now he's on his album?
The boys, man. He brought him out.
Where's Meek Mill from?
Philadelphia.
Oh, that's right. Because he was at the Sixer game the day he was released from prison, was he not? Like, yeah, that's where he went.
Helicopter right there.
Yeah, that's pretty. Can't help but respect that.
Hey, man. He also has a Jay-Z verse on there, and it's one of the greatest things I've ever heard in my entire life.
Maybe they'll give him a locker.
Meek Mill or Jay?
No, Meek Mill, right next to...
Oh, by the way, happy birthday, Jay-Z. December 4th, bro. 50.
Oh, yeah?
Happy 50th birthday, Jay-Z.
Oh, Meek Mill can take Markelle Fultz's locker.
Yeah, Meek, you're going to have some room in there.
Okay.
Meek's got to give give him a shoulder rub. What's going on with his nerves there?
They announced today, it's December 4th. Well, you just said the date. They announced that he has some shoulder condition. It sounded like the most made up condition.
Yeah, but it said nerve, and I'm like, uh-oh, that's terrifying.
Yeah, I honestly hope it is physical, only because if it's mental, that's way harder to fix than if it's physical. So, you know, God willing, he's got some fucked up shoulder.
A thing? Three.
While you were gone, Kawhi Leonard signed a shoe deal with New Balance.
Get that money, Kawhi.
When it first came out, I was like, that is the... obviously the most Kawhi Leonard thing ever is that, yeah, of course he signed a New Balance. And then my almost immediate reaction was, holy shit, this guy left Jordan to go to New Balance. We've got a good chance as anybody of signing him in the offseason. If he doesn't give a fuck about his sneaker deal.
No, I think he does care. And I think New Balance gave him a shit ton of money because he's
right.
The first guy to do it.
Right.
I think he doesn't care. It's like, hey man, shoes are shoes, bro.
But we can give him more money, right? So he could be like,
yeah,
team's a team as long as I'm winning.
For sure.
Unless don't have to be in
Drake
Los Angeles.
Pisses him off in the goddamn locker room and he can't get away from him. And we're screwed. But other than that, it's looking good for us, man.
And I will say, when he came to the game with that New Balance gear.
The tracksuit, yeah, it was fire.
Looked pretty good.
Mm-hmm. I made fun of the shoes on Twitter.
I mean,
you know what? New Balance does have some good like sneakers, man. They got a couple. I don't know what they are, but the ones that are more like pointy, they're pretty good.
I mean, they used to do basketball shoes with James Worthy.
Yeah, and those were sick.
They're okay.
Buddy, bring that back. You'll sell so many of those shoes.
Yeah, sure.
I'll buy a pair.
Yeah, okay. I might buy a pair of Ewings before I buy a pair of New Balance.
I hate those goddamn shoes.
The furry Ewings?
Oh, my lord. I cannot stand the Ewings.
Why has no one got signed a Ewing? What happened?
The ugliest shoes I've ever seen in my entire life. I hate them. They're like Uggs. They're like athletic Uggs. I hate them.
That's a good yeah, description.
Dude, I think it's all like Kawhi's going to be the first. Yeah, man, I'm the first guy in this, you know, era to bring New Balance to prominence.
Mm-hmm.
First dude, I'm going to bring the Raptors to a championship.
He's doing it all on his own.
Yeah.
I like that. I don't know if I've ever seen a New Balance shoe or I've been like, man, I'd like to wear that shoe.
There's a couple, man. I've seen a couple New Balance shoes and I'm like, those are pretty hard. Yeah, I'd wear those.
Really?
Yeah, I swear to God, I'm not even joking. Like, it's very fun and all, but New Balance got some sneakers, man. I'm telling you, bro. They got some sneakers.
They look comfy. I'll give them that. Yeah, no, they look very comfortable.
The idea you have in your brain, that most people have in their brain, and is very, I make fun of it all the time, too. But they do have, like, some wicked sneakers. I wonder if it's going to be beef with Drake, because Drake's Nike now. He's like, bro, what are you doing? Are you going to leave the... Maybe that's why Kawhi was like, are you...
He's like, don't touch me.
Buddy.
Yeah.
It's New Balance over here in my Jeep.
Are you going to get a pair of the Kawhis?
We'll just hold on.
New Balance Kawhis are going to be fire. I was going to say they're going to sell. I think they'll sell.
I don't think they're going to sell.
No?
No, I don't think so. But did Kawhi have his own Jordan shoe?
I don't think so.
Those didn't sell. Who the hell is buying the Jordan Claws? I'm not.
No.
Like,
did
Melo's shoes sell? Like, who's selling shoes? LeBron, Steph Curry,
KD, Kobe.
And Kobe's still killing it. Because Kobe made some goddamn heat, buddy.
God damn it. Well, hey, it's a New Balance era.
Speaking of Kobe, I don't know.
Okay.
I just had to sneak this in here. I saw some.
Here
news.
We go.
He opened up a school.
Shut up.
Not like a school.
Shut
of LeBron,
the fuck up.
Like
no, he didn't.
An academy where he charges people to teach them the Mamba mentality. It's like Mamba Academy or something. It's like a training like school. Not like a school like how LeBron is a good person and did great things.
He's opening like a camp.
But you like, yeah, year round camp. Camp is like, you know.
He's just such a piece of shit.
I mean, hey, man.
Look what he did to Jason Tatum.
What did he do to Jason Tatum?
Tatum's been garbage this year. And all he's done is practice.
That's not his fault.
With Kobe in the offseason.
Don't pass the fucking Kyrie. Shoot the ball.
Take two, thing four.
Okay. You and I have kind of debated this a couple times just in text. I haven't really put it out there before. And I don't even know if I'm ready to put it out there. But this he's the Eastern Conference Coach of the Month.
Yep.
For October and November. Okay. That's a month and a half you got in there.
It's pretty good.
But just if honest to God, feels like since the Detroit loss, Dwayne Casey rattled the man.
I am just saying I don't notice a difference at all. And especially when we were supposed to notice a difference. Some of that shit is the exact same plays. For Kawhi.
Some of the plays are the same for sure. I will say the lineup rotations have been much better under Nick Nurse.
I think he just separated the JV and Ibaka.
Amen.
And that's it.
That's a start.
We were supposed to be way ahead of a start, remember?
I'm down with that.
This guy just sold the shit out of himself in those interviews.
Hey, do
you know how my imagination, how crazy it is, Masai? Let me loose, baby. I was like, Kawhi Leonard helps you out quite a bit.
That's fair, for sure. I don't know. It feels like, I swear, before the Detroit loss, they were running plays more. Like, something really fucked up that.
I don't think they were.
I feel like they were. Out of timeouts and shit. And then, I don't know, man. It just seems different since that loss. But they did have a lot of injuries. So, whatever. I don't know. I'm still down with the guy.
Maybe he's saving it all for playoffs. Doesn't want anyone getting scouting reports on it.
20-5. Saving one. He's like,
hey, man, this is your guy. I don't know. What's he doing?
Okay. Listen, I'm okay.
I love a suit on the Craig Sager night. Shout out to that, man.
Suit of the night.
Yeah, for sure.
Destroyed.
For sure. That's the best suit I've ever seen on a Raptors coach in my entire life.
It was amazing.
And that's, you know, we're big on looking at dude suits, too.
Yeah. So there you go. So there's that. Yeah. He got Coach of the Month in his first month as an NBA head coach.
Sure.
He's 20-5.
Kawhi Leonard helps a lot.
Yeah. But he's won games without Kawhi Leonard. Listen, I'm still good with the guy. I'm still confident.
I'm not shitting on him.
No.
He hasn't done anything, you know, anything that I was like, what are you doing? I don't know, it was a couple times, actually. I was like, you didn't do anything there. More non-action I have problems with.
Yeah.
Like, we didn't really do anything.
Yeah.
On times we could have done something. But like I said, man, I don't know. I said this with Dwayne Casey. I'm like, you can draw shit up, man. Like, they still got to do it.
Yeah, hey, man.
And I know with Dwayne, DeMar, you know, sometimes the Mamba Academy light flashed in his head, and he started going crazy. And
yeah.
That's not what we wanted, but.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm sure something similar happens with Kawhi. Like, he's like, fuck this. I can take this guy.
Okay.
He dribbled the ball off his foot.
He did. That's
seen
not.
Seen that a lot of times before with another guy.
Yeah, so that's not the coach's fault. I agree. That makes sense.
But I'm also not mad at Kawhi for doing that. Like how I was mad at DeMar for doing that.
Right, right.
You can do it once, is what I'm saying.
Also, have you noticed it feels like DeRozan would get way more calls than Kawhi Leonard gets now? Like, far fewer. Going to the net, Kawhi Leonard gets far fewer calls than DeRozan.
Did?
Yeah. I don't know. He just got way more calls. Last year, for sure, he got way more calls than...
You think that's a Toronto thing, eh? Not like a...
I don't know, man. It's because someone mentioned it. Like, I think one of us tweeted that a while ago, and then someone replied and was like, he's just way bigger and stronger, so it doesn't slow him down as much.
Yeah.
And he also doesn't yell like DeRozan...
No,
yells.
And he doesn't. He's not. I've never really seen Kawhi like only look for contact. Like, it seems like he's trying to score.
Yeah, he's genuinely trying to score.
When DeMar was just trying to get hit.
Yeah.
A lot of times, right?
Right.
So, okay. I mean, I don't know. He doesn't get those calls because he's not trying to get those. I don't know, man.
I blame Dwayne Casey.
Sure.
I'm not sure how, but I'm just trying to bring it full circle.
Probably. I can't believe this guy came back and bust our ass and dipped.
That loss was fucking heartbreaking. But hey, man, good on Dwayne Casey. Good for you, man.
Imagine how rough of a night that was for Nick Nurse.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
I think it broke him. That's what I'm saying.
He had to go look at his
Since
wife.
That game, things have been different, I swear to God.
And different, we're still goddamn amazing.
Yeah, absolutely. It's just it feels different since then. I'm like at a 9 out of 10. The beginning of season, the first 12.
15 out
of
10.
I was pumped, but I'm still there.
Yeah, it's fine. Our team's amazing. But, you know, That's the we get to nitpick when we're our team's very good.
Listen, we got a podcast. We got to talk about something.
Yeah, for God's sakes, what do you people want?
The man's jacket was fucking incredible.
Yeah, it's only so many times we can say that.
You're listening to Talking Raptors on Raptors Republic. Talking Raptors on Raptors Republic. Think fast, think five.
Got some Twitter questions. Thank you to everyone who hit us up. It is, we talked about this the other day, too, though. It's weird. You don't always get all your mentions.
No, it's weird. I don't know if it's because we share an account.
Maybe.
But it sometimes it's very strange, and I don't get some stuff. And
yeah.
But they're all at Talking Raptors. But like last week, I didn't see a bunch. I mean, last podcast, I didn't see a bunch that you had.
Well, let's see what the heck we got today. The NBA guy. Will Lou convinced me, would you trade JV for Tristan Kardashian to solve our rebound / defensive problems? No. Would you?
No.
Yeah, I don't. Hey, man, Brampton represent. I like me some Tristan Thompson. Don't get me wrong. But
no, I just can't believe what he said in the offseason where he's like, yeah, listen, no. Cleveland still, you still got to come through.
Title of the East. Like,
but
comes
he, listen, I get you got to be confident and stuff, but.
Stop it.
For God's sake, are you out of your mind?
That the whole Kardashian thing's kind of just fucked up. Like you got to be a fucked up individual. I feel to.
No, I don't blame the Kardashians at all.
I'm just saying, like, his mentality to get into that world, you got to be, fuck it, just on a different level, you know. Mm-hmm. And I still like JV. I'm still down.
I just don't want Tristan Thompson.
Adrian J, can we flip CJ Miles for a halftime supply of Wild Wings chicken wings to lock Kawhi in for his next contract?
I feel bad for CJ Miles.
Dude, what is going on with CJ Miles, man?
I feel bad,
like,
dude.
It's so... If he was on any other team, you think he's lasting this long? You know what I mean? Like,
I don't know.
That's how good this team is they're like, we can just keep trying to get CJ Miles going.
If he had like more minutes, I don't think he would be able to shoot himself out his funk. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, and he missed the game you were at, the Denver, that late. Oh, he's just not good. And he'll like hit 1-3 out of every whatever 30. And you're here he comes, baby. And
if
then,
Danny Green did not come here in that trade, I would be screaming at my goddamn TV at CJ Miles every single Raptors game.
Right.
But we have Danny Green.
Yes.
And that, thank God, we finally, you know, got a 3-and-D guy. It's,
life is good, man.
Well, we're going to be in trouble, man. Like, we need to start hitting shots, dude. Listen. I do not think Pascal Siakam can be our second highest scorer and us win a goddamn championship. I love Pascal.
Mm.
And he is that guy now. It's not like this. He's good, man.
He is definitely good.
But he can't be. We cannot win with that guy being our second highest scorer every night. Do you know what I mean?
Hey, man. I hear you. I can appreciate that.
We need help.
So would you trade CJ Miles for chicken wings?
No. That's just mean.
I'd think about it.
How many? Like, yeah. How many wings?
Lifetime supply.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. You got to trade him.
Of Wild Wings.
Just for to keep Kawhi happy?
Yeah.
You got to do that, yeah.
I think.
I didn't know it was a lifetime supply.
Sure.
What are we going to remind? Everyone's got a number.
Josh Treats. If you had to show Kawhi a good time, but you couldn't ask him what the hell he wants to do.
This guy's name is Josh Treats?
I think so.
That's hilarious.
Treitz.
You want to know how we would... we would show Kawhi a good time. Josh Treats. Oh, we'll treat him.
Yeah. And what would you assume his idea of a good time would be? Our ability to re-sign him depends on this going well.
I'd slip in a pair of New Balances. Crank some John Denver, I assume. Is what Kawhi
take him
listens
fucking
to.
Lawn bowling.
Yeah, take me home, country roads, drive around and eat some chicken wings. Chuck him out the window of his... of his Bronco. What's he driving?
I would take him to...
We'll get cornrows.
Somewhere in Toronto, I would take him to Crown and Dragon to get him wings. Amazing there wings, you know. Young and Bluer. That's my move, I think.
That's pretty good, man.
Yeah. You?
I don't know. I definitely would drive around with him in New Balances, listen to country music.
Karn Sharma, out of the two, I believe he means you and I, who's going to be rocking Kawhi Balances when they drop?
100% me.
I'll look at them.
Yeah.
I'll check them out.
Just wait. And as soon as they drop, first show, I do them in the New Balances.
New Balance sponsored too. Hey, man, New Balance can sponsor this podcast if they like. Raptor Girl SK, how many spin moves can Siakam drop on Embiid? Three. The answer's three.
Consecutive.
Yeah, three consecutive spins.
Like a little Tasmanian devil.
Yeah.
That was a travel, Siakam. We can't spin that much. Sorry.
Bellis, can we trust Serge Ibaka? I don't know, man. This came up the last time we did Twitter questions, and I think we both said yes.
I don't trust him from three, but, man, that mid-range is in. Dude, at the game, I'm like, that's good. That's good. That's
Buddy,
good.
He's DeMar DeRozan from mid-range now.
I trust him 100% from that. Even the one, the step in, like when he steps in from the three and jacks. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
All
Amen.
For it.
Nick Nurse throwing him at the five, you know?
Sure.
Jig. What are the Raptors' weaknesses that they need to address before the playoffs start? What is their kryptonite?
Kyle Lowry's back might be broken because he doesn't do nothing and no more.
He didn't play well against Denver. That's
he hasn't shot well for a long time. And he doesn't draw. He doesn't go to the basket. He doesn't drive. Dude, at the game, I didn't notice Kyle Lowry playing. That's what I'm saying. Like, it can't be Pascal Siakam.
That's crazy.
Where the hell is Kyle Lowry? What are you doing, bro?
I'd say that and CJ Miles.
I just think our shooting is terrifying. Like, we can't. We need to hit threes, guys.
Yeah, it's been a rough couple weeks.
And Freddie hasn't played that good either.
No, man. He's looked not. He's
We're
not.
We're in trouble. Like, our point guards are in trouble.
Buddy, he is not betting on himself this year.
No,
that is for sure.
God damn it.
DeLon Wright's looked good, but his shot hasn't been really consistent. But I don't know, man. Yeah, Van Vliet, holy Lord, what happened to that guy? But it's okay. We're only in December.
This is when we want to have these problems.
Yeah.
No one's freaking out.
Yeah. Andy B, who would you rather be injured in the finals, KD or Curry?
I don't want no one to be injured.
Yeah, I don't want anyone injured.
I want to beat that team.
I want all of them.
I don't want any asterisks like, oh, Toronto won and Curry didn't play. Like, because they'll do that until we all die. Do you understand? We'll be dead and they'll keep saying that. Full strength.
And the other thing, too, is when the Golden State game, they're like, Curry wasn't back. Everyone, I would think, knew Kevin Durant was going for 50 points. Even before, like, as soon as Curry's not back, I was like, all right, well, Durant's going to go fucking off.
Well,
then.
Durant
like, that's
said,
what's
like,
going to happen.
A few years ago that Kawhi was a system player. Like, those two have, like, a thing, man. Like, where...
Dude, that was so obvious he was just going to destroy the team on his own. Anyway. So, yeah, but we're both on the same page. Bring them all. We want everybody.
No, I want everyone 100%. Let's get it.
Oh, and Raptor Girl SK, one more time.
Hey.
Does OG have the Kardashian curse?
No.
These fucking Kardashians.
Nah, man. Leave the Kardashians alone. They're just out here getting money. It's these idiots' fault for getting caught up in that shit. That's on them, man. I'm not mad at the Kardashians. Listen, man. I've always defended Kim Kardashian and her brand.
Really?
Do you know how many people have sex, Barry, on camera? How many of y'all got fucking famous?
Right.
By having sex with your significant other and putting it out? You know? She wasn't like she was just rich for, you know, 2 years. She's been here this whole time.
Yeah.
And getting bigger and bigger and bigger. Now her whole family's out here just picking off ball players, whoever the hell they want. Not mad at that at all, man.
Hey, man. The OJ thing helped, I would say. You know.
The OJ thing?
Her dad was OJ's lawyer. Best friend.
Oh, she was rich. Don't get.
Yeah, no, but I mean, in terms of the fame, you know, it's like not like she was just a chick that did that.
For sure.
Like.
For sure.
And it was, man, that was like, because that was right after the Paris Hilton one, wasn't it? And
I'm saying, and where's Paris Hilton now?
She's still running an
she's
empire, is
not
she not?
Goddamn Kim Kardashian, Barry. She's not any of the Kardashians.
You know
don't see any of them. Kardashians are still on TV now, and their show's still killing it.
It's because Kim went with Kanye. Fucking Paris Hilton went with dude from Sum 41. It's just like, you know.
Oh, goddamn Ajax, man. Took her down. Derek Whibley.
Don't do that. But oh yeah, but to that though, the internet was still kind of like not even like that big then. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
Like I remember when I was working in radio and I was trying to get a copy of the interview of Dave Chappelle with Oprah.
Right.
Because I wanted to play some of it on the radio, and I was like, I just sent out a mass email, being like, "Does anyone know where I can find this?" And some guy's like, "Check out YouTube."
And you're like, "What?"
And I was like, "What the fuck is YouTube?" Mm-hmm. Right. And that was I feel like it couldn't have been like or it was in and around that time where it was just like, "Yo." If you can get something on the internet where you're banging a dude and you look that way, okay.
Listen,
I'm making excuses.
Opportunities were there for everybody.
I'm not hating, but it sounds like I am, so I'm going to stop.
Yeah. Now, Shout out to Kardashians.
Now, a lot of people talking about Thing 6.
We're doing a show.
We're doing, yeah, man. We're finally, people ask us when we're performing together.
To celebrate the holidays. It's been rescheduled already.
Yep, off to a good start.
So it's actually going down December 20th now.
December 20th.
At Fort York Tavern, 92 Fort York Boulevard, Thursday, December 20th. It's $10. You, myself, and Monty Scott just going to perform. Just be a fun night of drinking, telling some jokes.
Yeah, I'm going to go steal a cannon after.
We'll see what happens. Sure. Run it on the fields, the battlefields, and learn a bit of history.
Absolutely.
While we're doing it. But I went and checked out the bar, talked to the owners. Very nice bar. It's right at the, you know, in the middle of all those condos and everything.
Don't know why they want us there, but all right.
We're going to do it. We're going to do it. Fort York Tavern, December 20th. We're going to get a ticket link together at some point.
Yeah, we'll link. Check the something.
Yeah, come by.
It'll be on our Twitter.
Yeah. We'll post all that stuff. And door's going to be at 8 o'clock. We'll probably start around 9, so it's not going to be a crazy late night. We're just going to have drinks, tell some jokes, celebrate the holidays, celebrate the Raptors. Come by and say hey.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
We'll make it fun, regardless of
hell
what.
Yeah.
Check out our Twitter feed and all that stuff. We'll be promoting that throughout, leading up to it, I guess, really, is the thing. Yeah, we'll see you at Fort York Tavern.
See you at Fort York Tavern.
Fuck yeah.
Six. From a six.
All right, that's it. I think we're good. We did it. It's going to wrap it up.
That's not bad.
We're okay.
Yeah.
It's good to be back. You are performing in Kingston this week.
I am in Kingston, Ontario, Absolute Comedy.
Yeah, absolutecomedy.ca for the showtimes. That's Thursday, Friday, Saturday?
Thursday, Friday, Saturday, yeah.
Boom.
Wednesday. Yeah, no, Wednesday, Thursday.
Is this still a Wednesday show?
I hope so. I'm going on Wednesday, so.
Well, let's do it.
Good God.
Fucking right. Okay, absolutecomedy.ca. Check out Nick Reynoldson. And then December 20th, we're at Fort York Tavern.
The whole damn crew, man.
We're bringing the heat to Fort York Tavern.
I might be wearing my new Kawhi New Balances. Who knows?
God willing.
Let's hope the stars align for Christmas.
Fuck
I hope
yeah.
Kawhi's shoe comes out $27 or something crazy. It would be amazing.
Or it comes with like a fucking gas card or something.
Oh,
what? Yeah.
Half pound of wings on me.
Either way, I think we're both in. Thanks everybody who hit us up. Check us out on Twitter. Shout out to Raptors Republic. We'll see you December 20th at Fort York Tavern. Let's go Raptors.
Let's go Raptors, man.